I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Tiffany Thiessen is probably best known for her role as Kelly Kapowski in Saved by the Bell. Since that series ended, she's worked pretty much nonstop. Beverly Hills 90210, Fast Lane, Good Morning Miami. She's now starring in USA's White Collar, and she recently talked with me in a conference call about her work on the show. She plays Elizabeth Burke, the wife of FBI agent Peter Burke, played by Tim DeKay. She loves commuting from her L.A. home to the New York set, wishes she could be more like her character, and thinks determination is one of the most important qualities an actor can have. This site takes a lot of work, so I really appreciate it when you support our advertisers. And now, here's Tiffany.
In what ways would you say that you are most like and least like her your character that you play?
You know, I think I've said this before in an interview that as one of the first characters that I've played in the 20-some-odd years I've been doing this business, crazy business, that I feel most like my character this time. I inspire to be Elizabeth Burke every day. I love that she really is a very career-driven woman. I love that she puts her relationship and her marriage first. I love the relationship that she does have with her husband, where there's a lot of love between the two of them. There's a lot of trust, but there's also a great friendship between the two of them. So I definitely feel like a lot of those aspects I definitely feel like I have in my own life. The really only difference that I see, and a big difference, is the fact that they don't have children. And I, of course, now have a little, you know, 7.5-month-old myself. So I think those are the only real big differences.
I was wondering, what keeps challenging about playing your role?
What's been challenging about playing the role? You know, it's hard. It's actually one of the nicest, you know, I think I had said this in the first question that was asked to me, that, you know, it's one of the closest roles to myself that I've played in my, probably my entire career. So I have to say it's not really been a tough role in this sense, because I do feel like it's kind of close to home for me. I think probably the hardest thing is the juggling aspect of my personal life, now having a baby and going to work, and I think that's really probably, I have to say, really the hardest thing right now. It's just the juggling of baby and work and doing all that, you know. Everything else has been really quite nice and fun, and it's really one of the nicest jobs that I've had in a very, very long time. I feel very blessed to have, you know, the cast and crew that I do.
Now, I just, one of the things I love most about your character is you actually have a normal, healthy marriage on TV, which we never see anymore.
That's exactly what I say all the time. It's one of the first scripts that I've read in a really long time, when I read the pilot, that it was actually a marriage that actually works on TV, because most of the time marriages on TV are filled with drama and affairs and, you know, distrusting each other, and it's all the opposite with the Burks, which is what I really, really enjoy about the relationship.
What's that like to play for you on a weekly basis, you know, building that relationship with Tim and so on?
Oh, Tim is, you know, I mean, gosh, I'll tell you, he's such an amazing man. I fell in love with him the moment I met him. I was always such a big fan of his work, watched a lot of his shows in the past, and so when we had our first chemistry read, we hit it off from day one, and funny enough, it's like, he and my real husband, they have a lot of similar qualities about each other, so it actually kind of just fits, and it was just a really great relationship that took off from really day one.
So after all of your experience on various sets, do you have a chance to offer your input or say into your character?
Well, you know, it's funny. You definitely, I mean, we have a great relationship with our writers and our producers and creators of our show, and they always welcome our ideas, which is actually really nice, because not every show's like that. And there's been a few little, you know, inputs that I have. Like, you know, at the very beginning, they had Elizabeth have a different career. At the time, I think when the pilot was written, she was an accountant, and they ended up scratching that during the pilot and shooting, and that's why in the pilot you really don't know what she does for a living, because they couldn't figure it out. And so when the show got picked up, I sat down with Jeff Easton, the creator, and kind of went around some ideas of what possibly could be, you know, her job and her career. And I've always, you know, thought that if I wasn't an actor, I always wanted to be an event planner, an event coordinator. So that's where that idea came from. I told him, and he's like, I love it. So that's actually definitely a big input of mine. So
I was wondering what it was like to finally get to be part of the con.
You know, it was actually really fun, and you actually get to see even more of that towards the end of this season. I was, you know, a little absent the first half of the second season, just because, of course, I was pregnant, and I had my daughter at the time. But I always love to get into the mix with the guys. I mean, you know, how much fun as it is to work with Tim and on his actual business career side of things, and with Matt, who's adorable, and then Willie. You know, they've actually started doing more and more scenes with Willie, which has been really quite fun.
It's great chemistry.
Yeah, we all have really great chemistry. It's actually it's a rarity, I believe, that all of us really have such great chemistry, and we actually really enjoy each other, which is makes work so much nicer.
Do you think that if Peter and Elizabeth ever had children, that they would have more reasons, well, not reasons, occasion to fight, because Elizabeth said before that they never fought.
That they never fought.
Well,
you know, I think
they bicker a little.
They bicker. I mean, who doesn't bicker, right?
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny. It's like, I even look at my own marriage, and really, you know, my husband and I really don't fight. We bicker, of course, because we have disagreements, but that's normal in every marriage, and I think that's the same with the Burks, you know. And I do think that when you add children, definitely, I think there's more stress, you know, put into, you know, I mean, you know, I could speak for ourselves right now. We're so tired, you know, because when you have an infant, you don't sleep, and so that definitely puts more stress in a relationship, and I'm sure probably.
What's the best advice you could give to a struggling actor who's just starting?
Say that again? Repeat yourself? I'm sorry. Oh, gosh. You know, I think determination, being resilient, is probably the only thing that you can really tell somebody, because it really, I think, is one of the hardest businesses to make it and to crack. But the more that you can kind of push yourself and stay into it, I mean, the better chances you have.
Did you think about that episode and about the backstories of all the characters?
You know, it was fun because, you know, at the beginning, you kind of come up with your own story of how things, you know, started, the characters, and how, like, the relationships had started and things like that. And sometimes they're different than what the creator had envisioned. So it was actually kind of fun to see what his true vision was with all the characters, and how you know, Elizabeth and Peter met, and how their relationship started, and how the whole relationship with Neil's character and my husband and all of that, and Willie, and you know, all of that. It was actually quite fun. It was one of my favorite episodes as well.
Your character has emerged as a strong and a very positive role model for women. Did you approach the role with this potential in mind, or did it just happen organically as a result of the writing?
Well, it was definitely written that way, and I loved, and that was one of the reasons why I love the character so much, and I go back to the fact that, and I've said this a few times, that, you know, you don't see a lot of strong women have strong marriage, you know, relationships on TV. You just don't see it very often, so that was one thing that I really, really enjoyed reading the script about, you know, and really falling in love with Elizabeth in that sense. So, absolutely, it was the writing for sure, and then, you know, of course, every actor puts their own, you know, their own two cents into a character to make mm-hmm. it their own.
I wanted to know if you could go ahead and tell us the differences between working in L.A. versus mm-hmm. New York.
The weather. That is the biggest difference. as it's like 75 degrees here today and it's freezing back in New York City, that is probably the biggest difference. But, you know, what's really nice, I've always wanted to be bi-coastal. It's so funny. And then so when this job came about, I kind of had, like, you know, a little wish come true where we get to spend 6 months in New York and 6 months in L.A. and two great cities, I think. And now that I have a kid, you know, it's even fun to be able to have her kind of really have both cities, because they are so, so different in a sense. You know, the noise and the lights and the, you know, the excitement of New York City is such an amazing city, and the restaurants and everything that it has to offer, the arts and all that. And then, you know, L.A., we have great weather. I mean, it's like 75 degrees year-round, it seems like, here in Los Angeles, and it's beautiful, and you're outside all the time. And, you know, so she's got the best of both worlds, which is really nice.
Do you find that being an actress is easier to work, though, in one city versus another, or,
you know,
attitudes are different?
Yeah, it used to be that it was easier to find work in Los Angeles, but that's really shifting now. It's shifting a lot, where I find a lot of my friends who are actors are not even shooting in Los Angeles anymore, which is actually a very big problem. You know, as you know, and everybody knows, our state is broke, so hopefully the big guys will kind of figure something out and try to get, you know, our entertainment industry here in California up and running again, because it really has it's hit hard for a lot of people, the economy and stuff. And so it's funny that every single one of us on the show is from Los Angeles, and we technically all live in L.A., and so we actually commute and uproot ourselves to New York City every time we go back to the show.
When you do a show for a long period of time, how do you keep your character fresh for you?
You know, I think it's a it's a dance between, you know, the writers definitely keeping the words fresh and putting, you know, constantly exploring the character as you kind of peel the layers back like an onion almost, you know, and really kind of digging more and more, which is actually kind of funny how the last episode of White Collar was very much that way of kind of going into the past of a lot of these characters and figuring out how the relationship started and stuff. And I think that has a lot to do with keeping characters, you know, interesting for the audience to watch.
Some of the former cast of Saved by the Bell have done Dancing with the Stars. Have you been approached, or is it something you'd ever consider doing?
I've been approached quite often, and it's not something I'd consider, actually. It's not in my future. I see. I give a lot of credit to people who actually do it because it looks like it's a lot of work.
Mm.
You know, right now it's my life is about, you know, my show and acting and you know my kid now and my husband. So
sure.
It's not really a part of my world at this point.
I'm wondering if you, how you feel about maybe getting your daughter started, or if she came to you and wanted to get started at such a young age.
I know. I've actually gotten asked this a lot lately, and it's nothing I would encourage. And the reason being, you know, 20, 30 years ago when I was in the business, it was a lot different than it is nowadays. And nowadays, with the tabloids being as aggressive as they are and people making money off the misfortunes of actors, I just would not want her to be susceptible for that kind of stuff. I mean, when she's old enough and over 18 and can make those decisions, then of course I would support her in whatever she wanted to do. But, you know, when she's under 18, I would definitely not advise it. It's not something I would wish for her at this point.
Thanks, Tiffany, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from TV, film, and theater, and so much more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.